I really didn't go back to the landlord, and yeah, just been doing other things and thought we'll look for another flat.
Yeah, it may be for the best. I mean, the only other thing I can think of to say from listening to his message that you sent me is just to say, look, we do really like the flat, but because we haven't done this before by kind of working with a middle person, we do prefer, we thank you for your opportunity to work with us, but we would ideally, the only way we can move forward is to work directly with the landlord.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy to pay you a fee for introducing us, and maybe we could do that with all your properties. Because we do love what we do. We love customers. We love this business because he sounded totally fed up with it. And just see if anything, or we just, yeah, move on to, working with the landlord.
Yeah, right. I think I will definitely propose that with him. And if he says no to this property, I'll also, I mean, he did say he has a bunch of other properties. If it is true, I can ask him if there are other properties where we
Yeah.
could directly deal with the landlord that we could take over. And let's see
Yeah.
what he says. Yeah.
Yeah. So to say, look, it's quite common. We do help a lot of tenants that normally in this in a situation where they've signed like a long-term contract, they have to leave for whatever reason, and the landlord agent has just said, do you need to find another tenant? So we have kind of like stepped in, but then we don't sign an agreement with the tenant, we sign an agreement with the landlord. So hopefully that'll make sense to him, and we'll see.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That makes complete sense.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. So, anything else at all? Any help that anyone needs? Any questions?
Oh,
Oh.
hi, Lawrence.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not too much, sorry, just joining the meeting now.
Sure. So, anything else anyone wants to add, or what are your wins this week? What did you learn? What didn't go so well?
Hi, Lawrence. So with the one having to visit the Tower Bridge model as well as the landlord, can you hear me?
Yes,
What
yes.
would you think would have that I should have done differently?
I can't really think of anything that we could have done differently, apart from maybe taking a risk and perhaps saying, look, can we just meet up with you so you can kind of see us, and if you like us, great, and if not, no worries. But it's a risk. I felt that he really just wanted a tenant. That was his number one goal. And if he can't find a tenant for whatever reason, because he said I think he's been renting it for 10 years, he's never had a problem. There's multiple offers he normally gets. So I think he's just comfortable with that. So sometimes, there's nothing you can do. But I kind of thought maybe by putting a little pressure on him to say, look, we're quite happy to pay 6 months rent up front, but we have got another property that we're looking at. Could you get back to me within 24 hours, or by, close of business tomorrow, which he did. That was probably the only thing I think could have swayed it if he needed the money now for whatever reason.
Because when I spoke to him, he said he didn't really need, it wouldn't have made any difference to him anyway, for paying upfront.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that was the only thing I could think of to kind of put some pressure in a way so that he doesn't kind of meet a tenant that's good and he likes and has made an offer and can move in.
Thanks.
No worries. So, does anyone want to share anything else, or?
I just want to say that Yeah, I'm very excited. This is just my second week, and I've got three properties to see tomorrow. So that's really exciting time for me.
Yeah, well done. And you got two yeses yourself, was it?
Well, I got one yes myself, because the landlord sort of asked me for my number, so I just gave him my number. He called me straight away, so I had to have a first call, unprepared. But yeah, I think he went well. So he's quite happy to meet with us tomorrow, which we're meeting at 11:30. And then the second one is the one that remember when we were doing the calls on Wednesday, and then this one that she said to call, he said to call in 1 hour, and before the meeting finished, you call him, and then he called you back. So that's the second one. I spoke to him the next day. And again, he's quite happy to with the way we will work. And yes, he's happy to meet us tomorrow, or to meet me tomorrow to have a chat. And then the third one is I emailed the landlord directly from the website. I think it wasn't from Gumtree, it was the other one, Open Rent. And I sort of said on the email what I wanted to do. I said, yeah, we will be looking to rent as a Airbnb. And he responded to me this morning. He said, yeah, he's happy with the Airbnb. He's just want to meet up tomorrow to have it to go through the details. And he said he wants 2 months rent in advance and 1 month deposit, which I think is, yeah, I think is good. It's a really good, really good looking flat. So, yeah.
Great. Great, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's very good. Yeah, I mean, the best thing to do, so if you do go on like a view-in or you really feel, oh, look, I really like this flat. So last night I closed the deal from the previous week's calls with Maria and her partner. So Michael, yeah, and basically what the landlord kind of like said before we went to meet him, he said, look, if you like it, if you could just make me an offer when we meet up. So I was kind of prepared for that, just doing some research on other properties in the area. And then he kind of said that's one of the last questions. And I just threw it back to him because you don't really want to make the first offer. You want them to. So I said, well, what were you thinking for rent? And he said, well, you know, some agents have come round and said 3,500 to £4,000 a month. So that's the price range I was thinking, but he was like, I'm not really looking to do, you know, subletting. This is my home. And he's had handmade furniture from Italy. It looks absolutely stunning. It looks like Buckingham Palace, his living room. It's unbelievable. Chandeliers and just incredible handmade furniture from Italy, the curtains, the fabric he's used. And he's also, it looks like he's painted the ceiling. It's not, it's wallpaper, but it's like 16th chapel. It's incredible. And so I just said to him, look, what we were thinking is we can rent it straight away as soon as you move out. When you're moving out 4th of April, yep, we can rent it that day, and we're happy to give you £3,800. And I just, you know, you just kind of shut up after that. I didn't say anything else, and I could see in his eyes that he was seriously interested in that, and he kind of like, you want them to then answer. And then he kind of like said, yeah, that is ideally the offer that I was looking for, because I thought it's a serious offer with an agent. You know, he'd get a lot less money. But with us, and I just explained that with us, obviously there's no agent fees, no commission, because he said, yeah, I don't want to work with an agent. And I said, we would look after your property. We would take care of it. We would treat it like our own home. And he was, and I also said to him, what are your concerns about working with us before making that offer? So he just said, well, this is my home. Sorry about that. So, yeah, so I could see he had concerns. And oh yeah, and then this is an interesting one. I should do a case study about this. So when we actually met up with him, And I basically, on the call 2 Wednesdays ago, I explained it, and he had a property, it's already rented, and he said, "Oh, I might have something else." And I said, "What we do is we wouldn't live there ourselves, we would sublet it out, so holiday let, Airbnb." And he's like, "Maybe I've got another one if you want to come view it tomorrow." So we went there on Thursday last week. And then as soon as me and Maria met him, I explained that again to him straight away. He said, "Oh no." No, what he said actually, he said, "Oh, I wish you would have told me rather than wasting my time. I don't want to do subletting." Kind of like that attitude.
Okay.
And then Maria looked at me, and I was just about to say, "Oh, but I did last night." And then I kind of bit my tongue, and I just said, "I'm sorry. And we don't mean to waste your time." And then I think that calmed him down. And he just said, "Let me show you around anyway." I said, "Oh, thank you. That's so beautiful. This is incredible." And just complimenting him. And wow, did you get it? Was the ceiling hand painted? Oh, no. I kind of like did everything in Italy. It's all handmade furniture. Oh, it's stunning. Oh, this is the designer that made it. So I just got chatting to him that way and said, "Oh, why are you moving?" And then he said, "Oh, because I've tried to buy a property 2 years ago and it fell through." And then the owner called me up and said, "It's for sale again. Do I want it?" So, it's my dream home. I want to go there, but I was meant to live here forever. I love this home. And then when I said, "What's your concerns about working with us?" And he said, "Because I know all the neighbors and I just don't want complaints from them." And I just listened patiently to let him talk. And then he also said, what was the other thing? No, that was the main issue, really. Oh, yeah. And then he didn't want his place to be damaged or wear and tear, excessive wear and tear, because he loves his furniture, but he can't take it to the new home. And those were the two things. So I just kind of answered it. I said, "Look, I totally understand again how I kind of like say in the calls, feel, felt, and found. I totally understand how you feel, because most landlords that work with us have the same concerns that they're beautiful property. Maybe you have a lot of wear and tear, but what they have felt by working with us and they have found is that you actually get a lot less wear and tear than a normal tenant, because a tenant will come back after work. They'd be in all weekend or night. But because we have corporate clients, they're kind of out the whole day and they really just come back, have a shower and sleep. They hardly use the kitchen. So they want like a luxury kind of hotel, a home away from home. And this is what your property is. So we don't allow any parties. There's no smoking, there's no pets. We have it professionally cleaned on a weekly basis. We have check-in manager that will come and check the property. So rest assured, it's in safe hands working with us. And we can provide you with many different landlord references, testimonials, and landlords that we currently work with. And they're very happy. And we're working with someone just down the road. And there's another lady in Notting Hill. We've got two flats in Notting Hill. So we can even show you those properties if you'd like. And they're this kind of standard. So that I felt was enough to answer that question. And I said, regarding the neighbours, that yeah, that's the number one concern, I think, that the neighbours will have kind of peace here and you're not going to get complaints. Because his other concern was that, oh, moving to the countryside, I just don't want any hassle. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want any complaints. I just want an easy life from now on. And so I said, yeah, I completely understand that. And I think you'll find working with us, we pay the rent on time and we won't contact you. And nor will hopefully the neighbors. And we will kind of like make sure that we have good people, mostly longer term corporate clients. So I don't think it's going to be any issue. And the good thing is that, and he said, oh, yeah, because I haven't even advertised this flat yet. And I said, well, that's the great thing. If we can agree to work together, you don't have to keep having loads of people come and view your property, come in and go in.
Yeah.
So we can act quickly. And he's like, oh yeah, well, I need to you to sign a license agreement. So are you happy with that or you don't want to do that? I said, yeah, we're happy with the license agreement. And I think that gives him, for tax reasons, he said, I just want to do that. And also it's that it's not the same thing as a tenancy agreement where the tenants will have more rights. He can just get rid of us at any point. And he said it's just like a month by month rolling contract. But look, if you're fine with it, I'm happy with you. You can stay for many years. And then he even said, oh, I've got a 7-block apartment building. So that will be ready in a few months' time. I can give you that because after kind of agreeing all this, I said to him, do you have anything else, any other properties that maybe we could help you with? We could work with you. You don't have to come to London again. Show it to us somehow and we'll make you an offer and we can rent it. Yep, so I've got that one I can give, and then got another one in Notting Hill. In a couple of months, I can give you that one as well. So he seems like a very good person to work with. So, sorry, my point to all of that is, so just do thorough research when you're going to a property, make an offer that you're happy with, and then say, how can we proceed?
Okay.
And yeah, if you have to, like, sometimes some people even make a down payment there and then, that's if it's a really spectacular property, because when you go away, someone else could view it, do the same thing. So if you, before you pay any money, you want to check land registry on that property so it matches the name of the person. When you
land registry.
Yeah, land registry, a government website, you pay £7. You can type in their postcode and their address will come up, and you just pay £7 for the title deed and it will show you who owns the property. So hopefully it's the same name as the person you're meeting, and they can show you, ask for their passport. And then if you've got them from Spare Room Open Rent, you can call those companies and say, hi, I'm just about to rent a property with a landlord. I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know if it's a scam. Can you help me to let me know how long they've been renting from you? And they'll say, oh, yeah, no, this person's been renting for 5 years. Yeah, we have no concerns with them. So it just kind of hopefully helps you make a right decision that hopefully this property is legit and the landlord is.
With this land registry, where do I find the website?
So if you go on Google,
yeah,
and I think it's just like land registry. I think it's all one word, .gov. I think it might be something like that, .gov.uk. I'm not sure. But so long as it has .gov in, because I recently clicked on one and paid £20-30 for it. But Pam actually kind of said, look, you need to kind of make sure that it's, you know, the Gov website, because it's only £7 then.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So HM Land Registry is called. It's on the gov.uk.
Yeah. I think that's the one.
Yeah. I found it. Okay. Okay. Another question. You know, when you're doing the due diligence, and how do you find what's the percentage of the rent on the area, occupancy?
You can do it like a few ways. There's like AirDNA, or there's a site. And Pam, what's the site that you use?
Yeah, it's called Property Market Intel, but it's free for 30 days and then you pay £35 a month after that. But it's very, very good. It'll tell you whether you're going to make or break, you know, make a profit, you know, each month, etc. But it's very, very good. Yeah, that's what most people use.
What's it called again? Property Market?
Property Market Intel.
Intel.
Intel,
okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Pamela.
Hi, Pam. Sorry, just quick one. Have you used it to know if it is accurate, or do you know anyone else who has used it and said it's accurate?
Yeah, most people use it. Property investors do use it. When you go in, firstly, you'll say, like, because it's got a section for advanced investors, which is about £99, and you've got like us type of investors, 35. You've got estate agents, so you'll see which ones were going to be applicable to you. But most people do use that. Or if they haven't subscribed to that, then it's a long way of going through, like what Lawrence says, AirDNA, Airbnb, and just picking out a few like for likes and then sort of doing your checks that way. But Property Market Intel does everything. But you've got to have the exact address and postcode, you know, because it'll give you the exact ADR and you know, occupancy rate for PMI. I'm talking about PMI.
Yeah, I know a lot of people use it. Again, when I look at, sometimes I look at AirDNA, I feel like it is a bit overpriced and over Overpriced as in like if the over inflated the occupancy rate and the average daily rate. So, I mean, if I personally don't know anyone who has used it and have like I mean verified it through their Airbnb. So I'm just curious if anyone has that sort of an insight where you've used it for a few months and it's pretty similar or at least close to it.
I don't know about anybody on like this mentorship, but I know other people use it. A lot of people use it for deal sourcing as well. It's accurate for deal sourcing, but obviously I don't know about Lawrence's mentorship, but I know a lot of other people are using it.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
So, anyone else have any questions or need any help with anything, with any viewings, phone calls that you're making?
Yeah, Lauren. Yep, my question would be on like from our viewing yesterday, where I've made a proposal and the landlord seemed to be happy, but he wants to do some due diligence and is asking if there is any sample contract I have in place where he can see to see all the moving parts. I went to the Facebook page like you directed, but I don't know. It's not. I don't know if I got it right because I got a company-led agreement, and there was one about let's again. Let me load it up again. And there was a management agreement and. It was quite brief. I don't know if it captures everything. I'm not sure if that's the right thing to send across, but there was one PDF I believe was about 8 MB, but it had password on it.
If you could like post that kind of in the Facebook group page, I know there was Yang Yong yesterday. She asked the same question and downloaded it, but I'm not that technical. So the admin people that I have, his name is Carl. So if you, I don't know how it works, at him or something, so he can kind of see it, but he'll be back on Monday. And then there's another lady, she usually would mail, but she has like a different name on the Facebook thing. But she normally has like the Zoom calls are here. She always is the one that posts the Q&As on Friday. It's today between these times. So just copy their name into it and ask that question and just say, can you please unpassword it? Because this file is not working. But I think we did upload them to the files, but yeah, maybe there's some issue with it. And also, there should be like a Google Drive in the Facebook group page. So if you just click on that and just add yourself into it, then you've got all of the contracts all should be there that you can download the company letter agreement.
Okay, cool. And lastly, maybe to everyone who has more experience as well, have you gone into any agreement where yes, you went in to do like holiday lets, but you have fortunately to have quite a number of properties, and so you are considering maybe subletting a few out to tenants to stay maybe short to long term while you use others for holidays. Is there any experience around that amongst us? And do you need any licensing or anything to do something of that nature?
Yes, I know we were talking about that
Mm-hmm.
just because basically the properties for everyone else that we saw yesterday, they're kind of like 10 bedrooms and kind of around that area. So what I was kind of like thinking is you make the landlord an offer of say £3,500 a month, £4,000 a month, whatever it is that you feel comfortable with. And then you rent each room out individually because it's got HMO license, so you're allowed to do that. And make sure that you get back all of your money, all the bills are paid, you're making a profit. And then I would test the market possibly, and just rent out maybe even one room as an Airbnb on the ground floor and just see, are you making more money? So if you're making, say each room is, say it's £900 each room, maybe with an Airbnb each month, you're making 1200, 13, 1400. So then you can think, okay, well, when the next person moves out, I'll do the same thing. And if you can achieve that with two rooms, then you can just roll it out gradually. And if you find, well, the third room, I'm actually only making about £400 a month, it's not working so well. And then you've tried it out over a few months, then maybe that's the market, or it maybe it's the wrong time of the year, or you've overpriced it, or it's not the best location for that. Or you can just kind of stick to just doing long-term room rentals and managing it that way. But you don't need like a license to do
Or
that
anything.
regarding holiday lets at the time of this recording. But yeah, the HMO license he's kind of done and got.
Right, thank you.
And how are you getting on, everyone, with phone calls? Are you able to make phone calls? What are some objections that landlords would say to you? Or anything that you're struggling with, finding it challenging? And I would also like encourage you to find a buddy, so an accountability partner. Whether it's within this group, it would be ideal within this group. Or maybe you've got someone else in property and you're both on similar journeys. That would be really, really helpful to you both. Maybe you can practice calls together. So, in the comfort of your own home, just yourselves making calls and listening to kind of what the landlord is saying and give feedback. And just, yeah, encourage each other. So, anything else? Any wins that anyone wants to share? Anything that didn't go as well this week?
Hi, Lawrence. Just want to find out if the WhatsApp group was created. Because I know I think one of your admins was collecting numbers. I know she asked me for my number.
Mel. Yeah, thank you. I'm just waiting to kind of get that set up. So hopefully within the next month, April. Yeah, I'm hoping that we can somehow set that up.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for that. And yeah, so what also I want to do kind of like in April, I want kind of I'm just in the process of hiring someone else, a new member of staff. And what I want her to do is to kind of call everyone. So just to kind of ask you how you're finding the program and what we can do to help improve it. So questions like that. So I'm always interested in knowing kind of like what we can do to help assist you further in your property journey. So yeah, feel free to obviously share anything with her, and it's all confidential, and we will, yeah, see how we can kind of help assist you even more.
The other question I have is about once we go the property, how do I find the information, how to register on Airbnb, or do I need to register as a company or anything like that?
No, if I understand that question correctly, you don't need to register as a company on Airbnb. I've just always put them really in my own name. Some people decide to put it in a company name. I kind of feel it might work better in your own name, but then, it could work better that they see your company. I've not really split tested it, but I think kind of just a normal photo of yourself. He looks like, oh yeah, he looks like a nice landlord. Oh, she looks lovely. Oh yeah, I think that's what they kind of go with. Does that answer your question?
Well, yes, in a way. And when it comes to the tax returns, to when you do the taxes, if you're not registered as a company, then how you do that?
Yeah, I'm not an accountant, so I never deal with anything like that. I've never had any issues because I just give all of that to my accountant, all of the income, all the expenses for all these different holiday lets, these different properties. So they just deal with all of that for me. But yeah, talk to someone about that, like a tax advisor, accountant, and they'll help you through all of that.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've got them kind of listed in the program. So yeah, you can contact those two or choose your own one.
Yeah, I strongly advise, I reiterate what Lauren said. I strongly advise you to get an accountant. Definitely, 100%.
Okay, thank you, Pamela.
And just out of interest for everyone, so what I would like to do, if I can in April, but it might be in May, is I'd like to kind of do a staging day again for like some of the newer apartments that we've took on. If they're kind of like empty and available to do that, especially as we're kind of taking on quite a few in a certain location. So can I just see from everyone, like, is there a particular day, or time that would work better for everyone? Like, say Saturday, is that a better day than a weekday?
Yeah, for me, weekend would be easier.
Yeah, more like a Saturday afternoon for me rather than a morning, Lawrence, if you're doing a
Sure.
Saturday.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, Saturday or Sunday would work.
Great, thanks. All right, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Probably weekend, Saturday. Okay, yeah, I'll look to organize something. Yeah, anything else from anyone before we go? If there's no more questions.